Good morning, it's Dina Blizzard, and you're watching One Funny Morning. Welcome to One Funny Morning Show.
From Monday to Friday.
And sometimes on Saturday.
Why would you say that in front of all these people?
You never know what's gonna happen.
Carmen!
Cortez!
Good morning, everybody!
What's outside your weather door?
Good morning!
Uppie, uppie.
Uppie, everybody!
Hi, I'm Susie Greener Hooray from Port Charlotte, Florida, the Crazy Uncle State, and you're watching One Funny Morning with your host, Dina Blizzard.
Hey, that was Susan. Good morning, good morning. Oh, I'm super late, but I have good reason, because I was setting up Fiona and Johnny Cash on the set. What? Good morning. Oh, Bonnie, happy mammogram day. Hello. The Facebook, the YouTubes, all of the places, the podcasts. Good morning. My plant family is doing well. I feel like I'm in a tropical jungle. What? Fiona and Johnny Cash look great on set. Of course, we have one Carl. The other Carl's over there. I'm going to get a spot for the other Carl Ray. I'm going to be like just in the jungle. I know. Dina's arms on a swimming pool. I know, Trish. I didn't know that there's all the intros are supposed to be this way. So I'm not sure why the other one was that way. But I was like, I guess I just won't move. The set is coming along nicely. Super excited about it. We're getting settled in our new digs. Here at the morning show. Thank you, Jackie. We're supposed to remind you to turn Carl. Oh, that's right. Let me turn them. I moved them, but I didn't turn them. So this is Carl number two. I guess he was reaching for the sun that way. So you guys should turn him that way and then he'll start to go that way. I don't really know. Don't look at my pants. I have a meeting that starts name, and I'm sorry. I don't even know where these pants came from or if they're clean, I'll be honest. But Lee Allen, I thought you were in the shed. No, this is our new digs for the morning show. Good morning, Brooke. Good morning, Cousin Allison. I know, just so you know, I was out here at 8:28. I physically in this room. But I was like, I don't want to go until we're ready. And then I was setting this up. Ready? Look at this. Hold on. Look at this. Oh, I was setting up the drinking of the dogs. Look at it. Yeah, the kitchen's over there. It's the same. We trying to make it like nice. I mean, we may be on location over there some mornings, but this seemed to be nice too. So so we just got to wait for a dog to decide to come drink something, which of course none of them are doing. Mm-hmm. This is fancy, Lee Allen, girl. So, for those of you that were able to catch it last night, we did, it's like the Jersey version of Little Shop of Horrors. Is it? Does it look crazy? Yes, Booby made it back to the set. Judy, that was another addition this morning. I was putting everything together and I was like, I need a little pop of color. So the water bottle, no, it's not empty. I mean, I guess I could put some more water in it. Eric, Dean is doing well. The dogs are doing well. Mm-hmm. Love Little Shop of Horrors. I don't know that was the look I was going for. But yeah, that's where we landed. Apparently Little Shop of Horrors, I don't care. Uh-huh. But yeah, I still have to get a glockenspiel for the wall. I'm just going to fill this wall up with ridiculous stuff. I love it on the table. Just what I was looking for, right? It's so pretty. So this This is Johnny Cash, the Money Tree. And this is Fiona, the Fiddle Fig Leaf. If you like them, you can find links to them on the last post below me. So they're easy to find. But I love how they were packaged. If you want to see the unboxing, then you can see it. Thank you, Donald. I helped name Johnny. There you go, Brooke. Johnny Cash, the Money Tree. Johnny and Fiona. Oh, you even want a fancy spoon. Mm-hmm. That's so funny. I don't know. The one above the knuckle and the other looks on the other side. What do they do for what you meant? I don't know. One right above the knuckle. The other one looks like it's on the side. What are you saying? What are you talking about? I'm trying to understand, Debbie. Mm-hmm. I was coming from the unboxing video. Allie, it was a good unboxing. I enjoyed it. Anyway, we are back in the studio now. I also did not touch too many of the leaves on the Fiddle Fig Leaf because I'm trying to get her to like relax, right? Just she gotta stretch out a little bit. And I'm hoping that this sun is good for them. They said that the money tree is super easy to it's super easy to grow, where the Fiddle Fig Leaf a little bit harder, but we're gonna, they need to relax. Mm-hmm. So it's been like 2 weeks that I've been able to, I missed this. Oh, Jacqueline, today's our first day back in the home studio. We were down the shore getting it ready for the renters, enjoying it for 2 weeks or so. And then now we're back and we're gonna be here for the rest of the summer. Look how happy I am. But that's okay. You always need to relax your fiddle tree leaves. That is true. Anyway, plant lights. Oh, but they're going to get lights. They're going to get spotlights. Uh-huh. Linda, I ordered them on Amazon. If you go to the link right below this, you'll see the unboxing video and you'll see the links to the Amazon where I bought them. But I was a little nervous buying plants online. Like I've only ever gone to like Lowe's or like a place on the side of the road. But I did the reviews and I was like, I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. Get some pretty fairy lights. Mm-hmm. Tana, welcome back from vacation. Good for you. Somewhere there's a phone here. Because I wanted to read you an article. Let me see if I can find it. So I hope everybody had a great weekend. We did. Are they pet friendly? Yeah, I guess so. Somebody said you're not allowed to eat these leaves like dogs, but they're pretty high. I don't think my dogs would just randomly eat them off the tree. So, and I've had dogs eat trees before. They're fine. Can't kill my dogs. They won't die. They'll live here forever like a giant sea turtle. But dogs that eat poop. There you go. Mm-hmm. He has lights on in the winter. It looks like a disco. He has a lemon tree and he's obsessed. Uh-huh. I do need a neon sign. You're not wrong. So it was a great weekend. My sister was in town. I had Rosie come through. Lots of family in and out. Did you see they announced the first Golden Bachelor? No. Let me look it up. Hold on. The Golden Bachelor. Let's see. First look. How old is he? All right, let's take a guess. Before I look at how old he is, I'm going to say he's 60 because I was cracking up because I feel like it's open to people 50 plus. Now, I might have made that up, but we're going to read it in a second. I feel like he's not very golden looking. That's what I'm trying to say. They announced it, but I feel like he's going to be 60 and all the ladies are going to be 50s plus. And just so we're clear, if it's true, then both me and my mom could be on it, which is super creepy. It's really a thing. Mm-hmm. He's 71. Very handsome. Let me look. All right, here's the back of him. Da, 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 da. The Golden Bachelor. That's not usually how I read, and there's no picture. Meet Jerry Turner. What? You guys. Okay. All right. I think I'm going to need to show it to you. Hold on. How do I do this? Share screen. Yeah. Blah, blah. This is it. Guys, look at. You try and tell me. He is not. Well, stars. ABC is the leading man. 60 episodes since 2002. A new twist. It's been 20s and 30s. A retired restaurateur and doting father and grandfather. Jerry, pronounced Gary. Okay. The G-E-R-R-Y, pronounced Gary. What? He don't even know how to spell. He married his high school sweetheart in 74. I was two. They lived together 43 years. She fell ill. She passed. Now he's running to find love again. He does not look 71. They propped him up. Aw, his family's beautiful. Did you see the picture of his beautiful family? Aw, wow. Yeah. Shot from the side and from behind. Oh, you need to get one from the front. Jerry, pronounced Gary. What? Now you're just seeing ads. What? Uh-huh. Airbrushed. Girl, I need that kind of airbrush on this show. Yeah. Gary, Jerry, whatever your name is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. In that picture, in the rocker, he does look 71, but the others, hubba hubba. Yeah, no, I hope that the women that they put with the Golden Bachelor are not going to be 25 years old. I want to see women 50 plus. Right, let me see what it says. Who, what age will compete for Golden Bachelor? 60 years old is the median age. Forty percent of the Bachelor audience is older than 55. Yeah, that sounds right. That's really crazy. This says it's for people 65 plus. No, they're not. No, they're going to throw in men and women 65 plus. All right. Well, now I don't have to go up against Diana. Uh-huh. Why wouldn't his parents just spell it Gary? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He is nice looking. What? Yeah. Yeah, I feel like there's some 60-year-olds that would be like, I'm in. Put me in for it. Not 65. Mm-hmm. The regular Bachelor viewing audience, 40% of them are 55 plus. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, his daughters are who signed him up. Oh, that was nice. The Golden Fox. Mm-hmm. Who wants to see them all in a hot tub? Joey, I hope they got other plans. Maybe they all just sit around and play Yahtzee or bingo. I don't know that I need to see. Listen, I've been at the Jersey Shore a lot. There's a lot of almost naked with varying levels of confidence. And I'm at the bottom. I think about it. And I have to say, like, I don't care what people think like that, but I do. Like, my bottom half does. My top half is fine. My bottom half is like, no, this should have been packed up. Mm-hmm. He's looking for somebody that plays pickleball. You're not wrong.
Baby, okay.
Boob, you want to come up here? You want to be co-host? Come here. Come here, boob. Come here. Watch your bums. There's two boxers under here. Come here, boxers. Come here, boobie. Who's coming up? You know Lulu not going to give up a chance to be up here. Come on, fatty. Come on. Come on. Dina, is 71 too old for you? Probably, Carol. Not that I wouldn't enjoy stories about stuff that happened in the 50s, but I feel like, I don't know. How good is he at pickleball? Does he like Lulu? Lulu, I don't know if it's the tropical flowers behind you, but you look very animal-like today. Very animal. He was interviewed this morning on Good Morning America. I bet he plays pickleball shirtless. That's how he got his tan. Brooke, you're going deep with the specifics. Yeah, that's so funny. Hello. Hello, who this? Who this? Mm-hmm. 71 could be your uncle. That's what I'm saying. I was like, I don't want to be mean. I don't think so. I mean, I'll talk to him. I'll play pickleball with you. Are we going out? I don't think so. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Ask to see his medication list. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to take for granted that all the men are on medications. Wink, wink. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Lulu, if you could look over here, because it's real creepy what you're doing. Wait, is he a millionaire? Amory was like, wait a minute, I want to change my answer. I want to change my answer. Of course I would date a 71-year-old. She's like, can I see his pension? He's hot. You got health insurance? You very, for 71, now that I'm see you in this light, good. Can you turn your head at all? No, you're not. I'm gonna have to put like a treat up here. Look, she's not, I'm not gonna look over there. What if I take this and move it over here? Oh, now she's looking. She's like, she's so easy. Lou. What's that? What is that? Uh-huh. Ah, there you go. A lot of people are fakes. Uh-huh. I think there would be a lot of drama with the daughters. No, I don't think so. My uncle was 20 years older. I'm glad his new wife has taken care of his 73-year-old butt now. My ex was 20 years older. I'm sorry. I'm glad his new wife has to take of his 73-year-old butt now. Wow. Stacy, it sounds like you got out in the nick of time. Mm-hmm. And that would be weird now. But maybe if he's a sugar daddy without giving the sugar. Yeah. His daughters have to be in their 30s. Yeah, but I've met people in their 30s, and I feel like they're a lot younger than me. In some ways, I guess it depends on the person. In some ways, I feel like they're a lot younger. And in other ways, I'm like, we're basically the same age. I'm 30 as well. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now she's shamed by your trickery. Lou. Well, you got to look at the camera, or I got to move the whole camera over here now because you're looking in the wrong direction. My stepmother was 20 years younger than my dad. She got tired of looking after an old man. Oh, Judy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm 30 in my mind. You're not wrong. So no, I did not hear about the Golden Bachelor, but I did hear about another scenario on AITA. Am I the... So I wanted to... Okay, now you're not even trying. Now you're just straight up just facing the opposite direction. What are you looking at? Do you want to get down? Because you're not trying. I It's real uncomfortable what you're doing. Mm-hmm. She's showcasing her new collar. You're not wrong. All right, wait. So here it is. So this was the latest story on Am I the Blank Hole? So in this scenario, I wanted to read this because I thought this was straight ratchet, what she did here. Hold on. All right. So I know she's like, she knows her profile is gorgeous. No, she disappeared. Now she's just sitting next to me. My age discriminating. I don't want to date a man in his 60s. Seems to be the only ones interested. Amy Lovin put like this. I was at a place where I'm like, listen, I'm looking for somebody to be nice to me. Are you nice to me? I would prefer it if you were closer in my age. But you ever meet people and like, you know, they're super lovely and they're like a good match for you in every way, but maybe they're a lot younger, you know, and my sister and a cougar up here, they got a lot younger. So why not go older? But you gotta be taking care of yourself. I'm not signing up to be taking, no. You need to, yeah. Did she get down? No, she's laying here on the chair now, Marie. Just a giant dog on a tiny chair. This is what's happening now. Mm-hmm. I'm 39 talking to a 27-year-old. Oh, Katie, you're playing with fire. 20. You're talking 20s, Katie. Does he have any kids? I feel like kids grows up a little bit. Oh, I don't know. Older men are often in love with a nurse with a purse. Wait, what? Hold up. Found a lot of did that. Older women are often looking for a nurse with a purse. Somebody take care of them physically and financially? No, no. I know. And survivor. I'm 62. My hubby is 75. He doesn't look his age. Still working full time. And we've been married 28 years yesterday. Wow. No kids. Never been married. Loves his family. I don't know. Listen, Katie, you do you. Do tell, Katie, do tell. I don't think kids grow up men. Just look at Nick Cannon. You're not wrong. Mm-hmm. I feel like Lulu today. I'm going to curl up on a chair. Carry on without me. Yeah, listen, I feel like everybody's real different. I think it was really funny because I used to think that like 40 was old for like men. And then I went on a couple dates. And I was like, you like a child. I can't. No, this ain't. You gotta. Mm-hmm. I call my husband Ugly Monday. Morning, Ugly Monday. All right, let's go to this thing. Because you're not going to beat it. Now listen. The Am I the Blank Hole segments on Reddit are my new favorite thing. Because they don't make it to mainstream news unless they're like straight up crazy. Part of me thinks this is crazy. Part of me thinks it's not crazy. I want to know where you stand. Sit back, ladies and gentlemen, with your cup of coffee. It is story time. Here we go. Mm-hmm. All right. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. It's 2022. There's Venmo, there's Cash Apps, there's instant bank transfers. And yet some people still try to pull the, oh, I forgot my wallet line, blah, blah, blah. So here's the post from a 28-year-old female and her sister-in-law, we'll call Amy, is 26-year-old. She comes to visit. Instead of staying at a hotel, she always stays with us. And she always wants to go to like expensive restaurants. She always conveniently forgets her wallet and comes up with some excuse as to why she can't pay her share. She has implied that since I make much more money than her, I should be the one to pay. And no, not my husband should pay, but me specifically, says this lady. I do make a fair amount of money, but not so much that I can treat someone every time they come into town. Nevertheless, I've just paid the bill in the past and asked her to pay me back, and she never has. So when Amy tried to pull the same BS, this girl came up with a plan. She made a reservation. This girl, Amy, made a reservation at an extremely expensive restaurant. And before we left, I made it clear to her that I wouldn't be paying the bill. So far, so good. I was setting boundaries. And but OP made sure that her plan was fail-safe. As we were leaving, her and my husband went to the car. I pretended I forgot something and went back inside. I found her wallet sitting right on top of her suitcase, so I put it in my purse and we went to the restaurant. No, she didn't. When we were done eating, I asked for separate bills. She said, no, we need one bill because she forgot her wallet again. I reached in my purse and I said, what, this wallet? Boom. The girl admitted she copped the move from an episode of Two and a Half Men, but those who commented on the thread were impressed. She said Amy was extremely furious. She said, I should not have touched or grabbed the wallet. She asked if I was an a-hole. She asked if she was the a-hole for grabbing the wallet in the first place, but Redditors firmly put her in the not an a-hole category. So here we go. So a couple of questions. I'm going to need, if you're going to co-host, you're going to need to sit up. Hey. Okay. All right. Let me get my feet right. So the question becomes, where do you stand on this? Would you, if going out with somebody who constantly, I forget my wallet. I would make the comment before leaving the house. Do you have your wallet? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where is the brother/husband in all this? Uh-huh. Let's go back. I would have done the same thing. She's just furious because you called her on her crap and beat her at her own game. Okay. Well, the husband hasn't stepped in to say anything about his sister's manipulative behavior. Was wondering why her husband hasn't put a stop to it yet. It's so disrespectful to be passive aggressive about her income and try to manipulate her into covering the bill. Where's the husband? The OP did note that her husband's family has bullied and manipulated him like this his whole life. And he's gotten used to it, that he doesn't see the bigger issue. Old habits die hard, trying to get up to stand, getting him to stand up for himself, but it's an uphill battle. As long as the husband enables the family's behavior, letting them come stay and mooch, then there's always going to be a problem. Many advised her not to allow the sister-in-law to stay with her and her husband for free until she pays the past meals she said she would pay back. Ultimately, everyone agreed. No one should have put up with this manipulative tactic from anyone. And the sneaky wallet reel was absolutely legendary. So, what if Ashley showed me or sent them to dinner alone? The husband is part of the problem. So, Cray, I'm going to grab your wallet if I run across it, but I probably would have given it to her in the car. I said, oh, I know she forgot this, so I grabbed it for you, sir, not having to wash dishes. I would do it once, but they try to get to be saying, bye-bye. Yeah. No, so crazy. So crazy. In fact, I feel like I told you we were down the shore and I had my wallet, but I didn't have cash. And I went to buy two bourbons for me and Tank Top Brian. I ordered them and he had one neat and one on the rocks. And he came over and I gave him the card and he was like, we don't take cards, cash only. And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, we don't take it. And so I looked in the wallet. I was like, well, tiny, there's no money in it. And then I was like, should I have turned to the person next to me and be like, can you spot me and I'll Venmo you $50? Like, I don't know how we're going to do this, but I didn't. Because then I looked at the bartender and I was like, well, do you want the money that's on this plastic card or do you want no money? He's like, well, we don't take it. And I was like, okay. And then I walked out. Mm-hmm. I know she should be buying them dinner for staying for free. Might have expected me to pay for them when they were younger. Now we take turns paying or pay separate. Mm-hmm. Show me the movie. She had every reason to grab. That's why I always hide mad money in my wallet. Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to be that person. Mm-mm. But I don't know. Does anybody ever like, I feel like there are certain definite like, what's the word for it? Like a tone in a family, you know, where like they say, like, there's always somebody that's always blamed for everything. Or there's somebody who is always like the brunt of the joke or, You know what I mean? That I feel like sometimes, like if you start to get to know somebody's family or like how they function in their family, and you just kind of watch, you're like, you know, they always taking money from you. And they're like, what? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. No, take no more taking her out for dinner. Yeah. I'd be like, we're going to eat peanut butter and jelly. She'd be like, but I'm here. I'd be like, I know. That's what's so crazy. Mm-hmm. We all fight over the bill in my family. That's what I mean. Mm-hmm. Probably if she at least offered to pay at least some of her share, they'd say, no, it's okay. Mm-hmm. So it was funny. So there was a lot of us down the shore in the last 2 weeks. And I've never done so much meal planning, but because it is not cheap to eat out. I don't know about anybody else. It's not cheap to even go out for a drink. Right, Lulu? Lulu. Mm-hmm. My aunts will always pay, but I always at least offer. Exactly. Wait, the other day, Diana. Diana's down the shore. I don't know. I think I had to come home for something. So I was going to be gone for the day. And I said, Brooke, what are you going to do today? She says, I don't know. Grandma wants to take me to lunch, but I'm not sure. I think I might go to lunch with just me and Jan and let Grandma go out with her friends separate. I said, Brooke, wait a second. Grandma offered to take you to lunch. She's like, yeah, but Jan and I were going to, I go, Brooke, when old people ask you to go to lunch, A, that's their favorite thing to do. B, she's going to pay for your lunch. Why would you go out and pay for your lunch? Well, you can just go to lunch with Grandma. That's one of the benefits of going to lunch with Grandma. Sure, you got to hear like 45 minutes about asparagus, but you gonna have a nice lunch. And I'm loving it. I'm loving it. She hasn't asked me to lunch in a while now that I think about it. But I had to do a lot of cooking. Mm-hmm. That's always thinks she's entitled for everyone to pay for her. She tried it last week. What? No. Only college kids can afford to drink any money. Yeah, I don't get it. You know what the problem is? When I was younger, I'd never drink. So if I like went out for drinks, I was like, Shirley Temple, please. Those aren't expensive. But now I'm over here like, top shelf bourbon. Wait a second. Who gonna pay for that? Wait. Wait, Kay's like, I'll go to lunch with Di. Yeah, you know who she lunch bunches. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think she did go. I hope she went, Mary, because I would have gone if I was home. Mm-hmm. But it was funny. Mm-hmm. I would love to have lunch with my grandma. I know they do. When she said, bring me back, did she give you any money? Yes, she did. I asked my mom when she said, bring me back, I said, did she give you any money? Mm. They never have their wallet, Marge says. My kids are older now. It's too expensive to take. Girl, that's what I'm saying. When I was on the road a lot last year, like we would catch up. And maybe I'd see them once a week. So I would pay and we'd all go to dinner somewhere in the city or we'd pick up my mom, blah, 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 blah. But now I'm like, I'm going to make meatballs, dinners at 2 o'clock, be there for a home cooked meal or don't. Mm-hmm. I went to get a facial and lunch with my 87-year-old grandma yesterday. It was my favorite. Uh-huh. I'm all for going to lunch with my mom. I tell all the kids, come with us because you know she's going to pay, girl. You know, I bet that other major talk shows that have co-hosts at least look at the camera. And I feel like you're not really committed to making this work. Is that, I believe that that is not your excited face. Okay. Just a like, I'm out. I don't like how you're talking to me. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. See you later. I'm going to have Ruby come up. No, she think about it. Mm-hmm. Her and her side eye. Classic Lulu. No. Okay. Come here, Booby. Booby, it's your time. It's your time to shine. Your coho likes to give you a side eye. I know. Every time give Booby. Booby. Boo. Booby. Can't get good help. Can't get good help. I said, we paid the tab and offered to pay for gas. I refused the gas. So sweet. You insulted her. She's out. Now you complain? I know. Your fig tree looks fake, but it's so pretty. It's not fake. Mm-hmm. It's like when you have to work with your friend, but you're mad at her. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Booby coming up? Booby. We have an opening in casting. I think the rug might be too comfortable. She treated the fish while she treated the lunch and overpriced margaritas. It was worth it. Mm-hmm. I'm not popular with the dogs. Mm-hmm. My dropping my kids off at camp. Oh, Christine, I remember camp days. Mm-hmm. No, Colby can't fit up here. Oh, he just blinked. I'm telling you. Refrigerator issues. Freezer works, but fridge not so cold. Help, Brooke. You know I got a problem with refrigerators. Is your air conditioner on? This is my first go-to now. It was never my go-to. And he said specifically, if you have a refrigerator, like a yellow mustard refrigerator or like an orange one that's like real ugly, but it's from like 1950, don't throw it away. It'll live forever. If there's an apocalypse, get inside. You'll survive. It's like a tank. But any refrigerator that's recent, they don't make them with as much. He said like the insulation on the old fridges were like substantial. And now the refrigerator, like Harvest Gold, that's it, are real thin. So if it's super hot in your house or super humid, your refrigerator doesn't have the capacity to fight off the humidity as much. And so the humidity wins and the refrigerator temperature goes down. Olive green. Mm-hmm. Where did the name Booby come from? Well, her name is Ruby. And then we just started calling her Ruby Booby, and then Booby stuck, and then Boop. Mm-hmm. We had the Harvest Gold refrigerator. Mm-hmm. Same thing with old washer and dryer. My washing machine just keeps peeing water. And I think it's when you put like a big comforter in it. Does anybody else's washing machine do that? And every time it happens, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm currently without a regular, if it's been a pain trying not to freeze my milk in the little refrigerator. Mm-hmm. We went to the bay that came with the house for me. I'm still going strong. My fire alarm has been going off at night due to humidity. What? It's a front loader. Oh. It's a start capacitor. It sounds like there are boulders in it. My washer's like that. It's overloaded. That's what I thought. Today is pellet day. Kimberly! Is it leaking out of the door seal? Mine does that. No, it's from the bottom back. Mm-hmm. We just bought it in the refrigerator. Ramona, it's the worst. Make sure the gasket around the door is good. The guy serviced it like 2 weeks ago. It's a mess. It's a Maytag still going strong. I know. I'm going to have to get like commercial ones for that house just because it's just like so much laundry, especially when like new renters come in. Mm-hmm. Yeah. $40. When did the machines get so expensive? I know. No, Carmen, he kind of checked everything the last time he was here. It's mm-hmm. So what was it? Oh, so sexy producer Michelle stayed over last week when we had Michael on. And I got up later than her. I think she got up at 6. I was up at like 6:45. So I pop out and always have to let the dogs out. So I'm coming down the hall and she was like, I didn't know it wasn't Murder, She Wrote, but some old show, like old murder show. And she was like, I had no idea that you loved Murder, She Wrote so much. Just this random comment as I come out of my bedroom. I go, what? She goes, I had no idea that you liked Murder, She Wrote so much. I go, I don't know what we're saying. There she is. Oh, diagnosis murder. There she is. And I said, what are you talking about? 6:45 in the morning. She says, I know. I've been watching it since 2 o'clock. I go, are you drunk? What are you talking about? Now, this is the first time Michelle's been at my house. And my house is a rancher. It's not that big. But there's the TV, like right above the fireplace, which is a picture TV, right? It normally has a picture on it. But as she's talking to me, I can see the TV's on and I can see what I think is Dick Van Dyke. Is he on that? Either way, I go, what? What's happening? She goes, diagnosis murder. It came on at 2 o'clock this morning. I said, you put it on? She goes, no, it came on. It came on automatically. You didn't hear it? I said, no. Did you hear it? She goes, yeah, woke me up. What? And it's done it like once or twice before. I think that that there's like a sleeper setting or like a wake up mode. Somebody at some point must have hit something. I'm gonna guess it's Diana. Set it to like when diagnosis murder comes up, turn the TV on. I don't know how it does it. It's a smart TV, too smart. Mm-hmm. It was just so crazy. So last night, Michelle, I'm laying in bed covered in dogs and I hear something. Now my air conditioner is right outside my window. So yeah, your neighbor has a clicker. It just does that. Came on in the middle of the night, Larry. So I always hear the air conditioner. Sometimes I hear the fan, but it's like white noise, but I'm starting to hear this other thing. And I was like, diagnosis murder might be on. So I let it go, but then I definitely hear something is on and I come out and there was Dick Van Dyke, 2 o'clock in the morning, right on time. Okay. So that's what we did. Yeah. There's gotta be a timer on. I gotta find it. I was going to try to find it last night, but yeah, it was 2 in the morning. So I didn't, but it was funny. I keep my TV on all night in my bedroom. So I say, oh no, Kenzie, I can't do that. Mm-hmm. My TV in the kitchen turns on by itself too. I also can't find the remote to turn it off, that setting. Last year I had to change the heating on my dryer. As long as I used the moisture, I had to take the dryer completely, even the drum, but I had to get it fixed. Listen, Brooke, come over here and fix mine. How about my son came to our house here in New Jersey, Florida, and one of our TVs was on. He had been in Florida for 4 months. What? Anna, he had the TV on for 4 months? It's Monday. Stop it. Come up here, boo. Booby, come say hi to everybody. Come on. Let's say hi to people. Get up. Mm-hmm. See, now I would have called 911 and said there was an intruder. An intruder that broke in just to watch Diagnosis Murder. it's best to turn off teasing alarm 1 hour before bed for best restorative sleep. Thank you, Amy. I just bought these plants on Amazon and I love it. Did you say restorative sleep? I don't even know who you are, Shakendra. I don't even know who you're talking to. Let me ask you this. Do you think that applies to Duolingo? Because I just want you all to know that I am sailing through Unit 2. I believe that I'm in number one position in the Ruby bracket. I don't even know what any of these words mean. I didn't know I was in a bracket, but I'm in number one position. And you can ask me what siempre means. I know it. And también. I know a lot. I know sometimes is a veces. I don't know if I'm saying them right. Otra vez. That means again. Don't let me tell you all the words I learned in Spanish. Now, God, if anybody ever talked to me in Spanish, I would just stare at them. I would get like one word. I'm trying Duolingo. Don't you already know Spanish, Carmen? Yes, that does apply to Duolingo. You play on your phone, right? Yes, I do. But then I dream in Spanish. It's true. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I'm now addicted to Duolingo. You're pronouncing them very well. Yeah. I'm doing Italian and German on Duolingo, preparing for our Viking cruise in September. Virginia, I'm doing a great job. Oh, I wish I could. I'm going to brag someday. I'm going to get it. Oh, it's the reading and the writing. See, yeah, I struggle with the hearing. I can read it and I can write it okay. I get a little mixed up in leye. Was reading, is reading. Mm-mm. How do you say one funny one that nobody knows? Bien hecho. I don't know what hecho is. Good hecho. Mm-hmm. Loreen, I'm loving it. You guys, if you're not a little, yeah, I love cakes. Yo. Amore. I went Italian because I don't know what it, love is in Spanish. And I don't know what cake is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I'm doing a great job. I just want everybody to know. Mm-hmm. So, I'm wearing my hubby. I can't wear it out because I'm 60. It's perfect. Love is ama. Ama. What does Duolingo cost? That is a good question. I maybe $8 a month. I use it every day. Now, I'm going to tell you, I used to do like Sudoku every day. Like, I'm a big like word puzzler person. Yeah, like cake is pastel. Yo amo pastel. Pastel? Pastel. I love cake. Yo amo pastel. What an amore. So they took all the letters off the end. There might, yeah, some Duolingo might be free. Maybe it moves a little slower. I'm not sure. Divertida. Una madre divertida. Because the adjective comes after the noun. Oh, shut up. Shakendra, if you like Sudoku and Wordscapes, you would absolutely like Duolingo. Yeah, look, so a lot of people are doing it for free. I did the paid one. I'm not sure what the difference is, but I know that I could invite people. So the free version has ads. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't do that. But it is fantastic. Fourth Emerald League in Duolingo. I don't know. I'm in the Ruby League. I don't know what that means. Me encanta el pastel. Encanta means love, doesn't it? Amo pastel. I am something of something. Mm-hmm. I don't know all the rest. I was that one because that's a lot. I never learned enough to speak them. Yeah. No, I think I can read them fairly well. I could probably write them fairly well. But when they start speaking, because they'll like speak to you in Spanish and then some of them you have to translate what they said. And other times you have to listen in Spanish, translate it, and then give it back. You have the choice of two answers that most appropriately answers the question that you've been asked. Mm-hmm. Oh, Julie, that's exciting. She passed her pharmacy test. Where is the bathroom? ¿Dónde está el baño? Mm-hmm. I love it. I'm in section 2, me too, unit 5. I think I'm pretty close to you. Judy, hearing is tough. I just Wordle with my kids every day. That's what I was doing, Terry. And I'm good at Wordle. I'm kind of addicted to Wordle. But I was like, what am I getting out of it? Like, it's just English words over and over again. And I was like, if I did this on Spanish, Victor, I did see Indiana Jones and I loved it. I don't know how people can like watch Indiana Jones and not love it. Maybe the younger ones will ruin it. But I think anybody that's watched Indiana Jones throughout their life would love it, because the beginning parts, which are flashbacks, they use like the CGI. So I just remember like looking at Dean and like, I'm like, this movie's happening now, because he looks really good. I'm so annoyed by the correcting on Duolingo. You're right, it's a little much, but they want you. I'm in the Emerald League and I'm on section 2, unit 4. I don't know which Isle of Indy, but I did not like the Crystal Skull one, so I hope the new one's good. I liked it. Estudiando. I am studying at the school and university. Edward. Amy, you're going back to school. Work for you today. Are you a teacher? This is early, right? So I really liked it. I really liked Indiana Jones. So it's a busy week. Jacqueline has narrowed down. I don't have my phone. I actually put a post up today because Jacqueline started narrowing down what kind of car she wants. And she's currently in love with the Jeep Renegade. Does anybody have any experience with a Jeep Renegade or Jeeps in general? What do you think? Students start August 1st. Amy, where do you live? About the bunny. Yeah, the bunny, she says, that is doing well, but he doesn't like her yet, but she's still optimistic. I've had several Jeeps, but not the Renegade. She loves it. Jeeps are harder on gas. My Jeep Patriot was great. I wanted to keep, and a friend who was going to tell me they have a lot of problems. We have two Jeep Grand Cherokees. They last forever. In California, kids start August 11. We just bought a Santa Fe. I'm from a Jeep family. It was Jeep Willie, and she loves it. Prices are high, but my cousin's a salesman. Hit a cow. The first one walked away unharmed, and the Jeep and the new one we have now, my husband loves it. I heard they break down a lot. Two-door Jeep Wrangler don't like the highway driving. Sal said they have issues. No to the Jeep. We have an auto repair shop. Yeah, see, it says you bounce around like a wagon. Yeah, but see, she doesn't care. She doesn't care. Yeah. No doors all summer. Yeah, Jacqueline's doing her own thing. I have a Jeep Renegade. Love mine. My niece bought one as well, said Jan. Yeah. They do hold their own. Does she want to travel? Is it a good, that's all she wants, Carmen. If she could get like those white trucks, the Amazon delivery trucks, and put a bed in the back. Yeah, she would do that. Oh, Maggie, maybe. Would you have a Renegade, Maggie? I got me through my mom's and she doesn't know I love them. I have a Jeep. I had a Jeep and they do use a lot of gas. She needs to get herself a mini school bus. Oh, please. Don't tell her that. My son has a Renegade. All right, Kezia, does he like it? I think no. I know. It's hard. And it's bright yellow. I think that has a lot to do with it. You know, Jacqueline don't ease into anything. She's like, I want you to be able to see me. No, we looked at minivans. Just sold her Toyota Land Cruiser and cried. Yeah, she just trying to And I was like, we have money. Do you want to get a car? And even this week, I was like, hey, I don't have a lot of time, but I could do it on Thursday in the afternoon or the evening. She's like, those aren't really good times for me. I'm like, oh, okay. Next time somebody says, do you want to go buy a car? Okay. Mm-hmm. They would agree, but you have to maintain them. And that is money. And they don't get, you know, I had a yellow VW, had a Jeep for many years, no issues. So doggy daycare and pick up the dogs every morning with my little short bus. Brooke, don't tell her that's the option. She'll be like, let's go. She would love it to run a doggy daycare. Super Outback camper conversion. She did not like, because I actually Googled what are the best cars to go camping in. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my Renegade. It's very comfortable to ride in, Jan said. That's what she wants. Can't take corners fast or it will flip. Wonderful. I don't know. I don't think yellow affects your insurance. Red does, right? That's all everybody talks. Don't get a red car. If you get a red car, your insurance is going to go up. Like, who came up with that? Like, do you think insurance? I feel like insurance companies like, no, she got a C in Spanish. It's higher insurance. Like, they will arbitrarily like pick random things. Do you know how to cut a tomato? If not, your insurance is higher. What? Why does it have anything to do with a tomato? It's just. Don't you remember I tried to get insurance? I don't know, Judy. That's what they say. Whoever the they is, you buy a red car, sure, it's going to be higher. Mm-hmm. I tried to get an insurance quote for car insurance from the same company that I think I had maybe my home insurance. And they were like, no, they won't quote you out. I go, well, what do you mean that? Like, they're not accepting people? No, they're accepting people. They just don't want to accept you. They don't, you are not. I said, what's wrong with me? Like, this insurance company won't date me. Why? Because of my age? I just can't. Mm-hmm. My insurance didn't go up with my red Mustang convertible. Mm-hmm. Something about what cars are stolen most. Hub has red car, no difference. Yeah, I don't know. I think it should be based on the type of car rather than the color. A lot of success on car gurus. Come on, and it's a cop magnet. Really? A yellow car? That's funny. Anyway, so that's coming up this week. So a lot of like running around happening, but it should be fun. Happy to be home. Happy to invite Fiona and Johnny Cash to the set. If you'd like to see where we got them, you can go back one video and you will find the unboxing there. If you'd like to get one, the link is there. And that's it, everybody. So we had a great Ugly Monday. I'll see our supporters tonight for Ugly Monday at 9 p.m. And I also wanted to see about a new idea that I'm going to be, I've been rolling around in my head that I'm going to talk with supporters about tonight. So supporters, make sure you're there. Once I have it all fleshed out, I'll let everybody know where I landed. But it's a fun new thing. I don't know if it's fun. Hopefully somebody will think it's fun. So that's it, everybody. Have a great day and a blessed day. And like Judy from Saskatoon says, do something nice for yourself today. I can't believe some of you are still here. Computer went dead. Listen, I'm sure this happens on the Tonight Show. Sometimes, you know how they didn't plug in the camera? And then like the control room didn't know, so they just kept it on. And then somebody was like, oh, we got to plug it in. And then they came back. Is this an encore? It is an encore. I just want to thank everybody again. Ba-boom. I was doing the goodbye and then it just shut off. And I was like, oh, I guess we're done. So anyway. All right. Listen, I feel like the 200 of you should get a prize. You guys are like the ones that go to the movies and just wait. You're like, you know what? There could be bloopers at the end. Let's just watch. Let's just give it a minute. Us fools are still here. Yeah. No, she could come back at any minute and it would be so funny. I didn't leave you. Listen, I was like in the middle of a sentence. I go, oh, I guess we're done. Because I'm not that smart and I don't plug all the things in. And that is what messes me up. So that's it for real this time. Now I'm going to go, but we're all going to go at the same time. It's not over till it's over, said Betty. I can't believe you guys are still here. And I was like, I wonder what the StreamYard does when it just shuts off. Apparently, it just keeps going. So this will be a real uncomfortable show to watch later. But we'll see how many people watched it till the end and go from there. So, all right, everybody. Well, like I was saying, Judy from Saskatoon says, do something nice for yourself. Thanks for watching. As always, it's Ugly Monday. We'll see our supporters tonight at 9 with maybe a great conversation, some new things that I'm planning. But I want to thank everybody for watching as always. And we will see you here tomorrow morning. I'll see you. Bye.
Hey guys, if you enjoyed today's morning show, make sure to follow us for more One Funny Mother content.
Okay, all right. Morse code is tapping.
And check out onefunnymotherstore.com for great new inappropriate swag. And for more exclusive content, consider becoming a supporter.
She got a bad leg.
Thanks again, and we'll see you tomorrow on One.